Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus.
Doesn't that song just make you happy through and through? You're praising the Lord, our Father, even though he's been given another name. He knows that we mean him, our Father in heaven. See, I want you to turn your Bibles to the book of Psalms. That's in the Old Testament. It's spelled P-S-A-L-M-S. And we want to read chapter 1, verse 1. And we will start reading there. And hopefully you all are happy like I am. That song just made me happy again. It has made me happy many times over. I'm going to read my grandfather's favorite son, my papa. That's what I used to call him when he was alive, papa. And I sang this song. I say this prayer when I think of him. And now that the lights are off in Detroit, I'm thinking of him. Let's read. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does, he prospers. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. I've read to you the entire first Psalms. Excuse me, I had to be up. I'm still belching, excuse me. I have read to you Psalms 1 in its entirety, verses 1 through 6. I hope that you, I pray that our Father will bless you in the knowledge of this psalm and what it means. And like when in verse 4, when it says that the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Have you seen some little white things, I don't know what they're called, flying in the air sometimes? And then, or have you ever seen the wind blowing something away? Well, that's what he's talking about. If it will blow you away, it's no good. But nonetheless, I hope that our Father opens eyes and ears and understanding of your mind as to what has been read. Now let's turn away and say a prayer to our Father who is in heaven. We're going to really thank him for all the things that he has done for us, even though the power and the light, they're not on, and it's warm in here. I hope that my Father blesses me to do what I want to do in his, for him, which he told me. Let's say a prayer, and I suggest that you say your prayer too, as well as I ask you not to bow your head. You're not looking down. You're looking up. Our Father is up. I don't want you to look down anymore. I'm thinking Revelation 12:9, where the wicked has fooled us. They constantly lie. Our Father is not down there. He is up in heaven. Got it? Let's say a prayer. Father, thank you for all that you have done for us. And thank you for the many of you who you have called and are maybe afraid or scared to speak with you and do what you have told them to do. I bless you for giving me courage. I thank you for that. I was really afraid when you first told me that. Back then, that was around in 81 or somewhere around in there, that you told me to feed your sheep, and I said I was scared. I told you, thank you for giving me the courage to do what I do for you. More importantly, I ask that you give those who you want to share your words, give them the courage to do as I have. Father, thank you so much for protecting us even in our sleep from the devil who is constantly attacking us. Thank you for protecting us from natural disasters. Although we are experiencing a natural disaster now, that is, the electricity is out in Detroit, as well as it being hot. I want to thank you anyway for protecting us from natural disasters. It could be worse than it is. As well, you are protecting us from chemical disasters. We bless you, Father, for opening our eyes, our ears, our minds, and giving us understanding and protecting us from the evil one and his saints. And I call the saints God, their fallen angels that follow Satan. Thank you for protecting us from them. Thank you for giving us same sound mind and prosperity. Even though they have changed your name, we're saying, we thank you for restoring us into your kingdom. And we bless you for restoring us. I know that. Well, your name has been changed from Yeshua to Jesus, but you know who we are talking about. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Amen. Now let me tell my clients, well, those who are listening to me, excuse me, my phone just rang. I'm going to see who it is. Hold on a moment, please.
Hello?
I am going to say goodbye. See you all. I will listen. You all will listen to me come this Friday. Remember, I want you to read chapter 29. Goodbye. Chapter 29 of Deuteronomy. Goodbye.